students filed into the school auditorium for an assembly with a special guest.
I'd like to introduce our mayor, Mayor Villaraigosa.
Mayor Villaraigosa returned to his former high school to support Teen Violence Awareness Month. This issue, he says, hits close to home.
You know, I grew up in a home with an alcoholic father who used to come home drunk, beat my mom, terrorize his kids. I was 4 or 5 years old.
The Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Initiative was started by teens across the country who wanted to take a stand against dating violence. They chose February, the Valentine month, to remind teens to act with love instead of violence.
46% of girls and 43% of boys said they've had issues with violence in the relationship. That's way too many.
The mayor was joined by representatives from the Peace Over Violence and Break the Cycle organizations to raise awareness. They say dating abuse includes everything from manipulating and controlling a partner to cyberbullying. Jasmine Sehoff from Break the Cycle says dating abuse can happen to anyone.
1 in 3 teens will experience abuse sometime in their dating relationship. This is 1 in 3 of your friends, 1 in 3 of your family members, 1 in 3 of people that you just know.
Seha encouraged every student in the auditorium to do something this month to prevent abuse.
Talking about it, knowing what is abuse is one way. You can also do posters, you know, make your own PSA, just do several activities to raise awareness.
The Senate passed a resolution last month to designate February as National Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. The resolution for Los Angeles is expected to pass this Friday. Stephanie Frischberg, Annenberg Radio News.